Okay.
Today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Lamed Aleph by the Mishnah, and today's shiur is sponsored by the Auschwitz family, Le'ilu Nishmat Sima Bas Avraham Tzvi. Shalom Shalom Aleichem. Okay. More Hilchos Yontif. Here we go. Mevi'im Eitim Min HaSadeh. You could bring Eitim from the field, Min HaMechunas, as long as it was gathered. Says Rashi, Im kantu me erev yontif, second line of Rashi, if you gathered them on erev yontif, degoli daite da'alayhu samich, that you want them, because you gathered them, the eno mukta, and it's not mukta, aval habufuzarin, but if it's scattered, muktin, it's mukta. What?
It's
right.
Why?
Why what?
I said to myself, I want that. Some wood from that thing before Shabbos, and it's all over the place.
1 minute, just give me a minute. However, umin akarfeif, if it's a karfeif, afilu min hafuzarim, even if it's from the scatter. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference? Because as Rashi says, a karfeif is mishtamer. It's your private. It's your. We're talking about a karfeif. It's your property. Umukaf saviv, it's surrounded. Even the scattered ones are on your mind. Then look at top Tosfos. Tosfos asks, Tema, Hahavi Ma'amer, but it's Ma'amer. If they're scattered and you gather them, that's Ma'amer. Shehu Av Malacha, it's an Av Malacha. The Yesh Lomar, the answer is, Delo Shayach Ma'amer, Ela B'makom Shegedilim Sham. A ma'amer is only makom shegedulo, right? So in other words, the wood is not from here. It's wood from somewhere else that somebody put here. That makes sense? Someone took wood from somewhere else, brought it here to my car, scattered it around, and now I can take it to the
Lamarino. So why is it?
Because it's the camp. Delo shayach ela makom shegedilim sham. The only time you can have ma'amer is if it's makom where they grew. So didn't this wood grow here?
That's not what it is.
Sure it is.
Okay, I dropped that a whole thing of jelly beans onto the table.
Right.
I scooped them up together. Yeah. I thought that was ma'amer?
No, because it's not makom. Not where they grew. Better. Apples. What if I go to an orchard and I take apples and I gather them all together? That's ma'amer. What if I do it in my kitchen? I open up the bag and all the apples spill out on the floor. Exactly. Well, I can't gather the apples. You can. Why?
Exactly.
Because it's not makom shegedulo. So what are you saying over here? These branches didn't grow here.
So how is this different? In the
you have to say that it didn't grow. What?
How is the karkeif different from makonis? Makonis, if that's the case.
What do you mean?
Both of them are
no, because they're already gathered. In the first case, they're already gathered, so you can't be over.
It's also already gathered.
What? No, they're mufuzarin. They're spread all over the place.
Somebody brought them into that karkeif from
and
the freeze.
Right, and then scattered them.
Yeah. Like backyards of karkeif.
Right. So
one side, it's all over the place.
Right. So where they grew? They grew there. So why isn't that ma'amer?
That's not.
I don't have an answer. Anyway, if you think if you. Just let's finish the Mishnah, because your head's going to spin until we get to the next Mishnah. Ready? Ezehu karfeif. What's a karfeif? Kol shesamach l'ir divrei Reb Yehuda. What's a karfeif? Only if it's near the city, says Reb Yehuda. In other words, it's some enclosed area, nearby, so then it doesn't have to have gathered already, because it's on your mind. Reb Yossi Omer? Well, kol shenichnasin lo b'potzachas? No. As long as you need a key to get in. So nobody else can stop walking. You have a key. I feel b'soch tchum Shabbos. Even if it's within the tchum. Meaning, it could be 1,900 amos away. But you only have the key. That's also considered a karfeif.
Right. Did it grow there?
I don't know. Tosfos says no.
Tosfos said no. There are no difference in that machonis.
Because not one's already... One's al- okay.
One's bottle, one is
gathered. No, forget the Tosfos. I don't want it to confuse you. The difference was, one, it's already gathered. So if it's already gathered, there's much more of a reason to say it's not mooks, it's on your mind.
Right.
This is not gathered, it's in Yehupitz. Yeah, it's in Yehupitz, but I have a key. Right? Okay. Or it's right over here, it's my backyard. Yeah, I didn't gather them because I'm lazy. When I need it, I'll gather them. We don't do extra work. When I need it, I'll go get it. It's what do you mean? It's my property. It's my yard. So of course I had my mind on it. Of course I knew. Now, look, the Gemara is going to ask.
When we learned Arabic, I'm still middle of Arabic.
Yeah.
A carpet is considered something that's attached to a house.
Right. So he says about locus. One said, yeah, you're right, as long as you have a key. And one said, no, it has to be nearby. That's what Machlokas is about, this particular instance. Not to get out of Muksa, how close is the carpet to be near you? One says very close, one says it doesn't make a difference, as long as you have a key.
I hear what you're asking. The Gemara is going to ask him every possible, what if it's not near you, but you... Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Mivin Eitim, you can't bring wood, Elam and Amuchunasin, Sheba Karfeif, unless it's gathered in a Karfeif. We didn't say that. Vanan Tanan, Mena Karfeif, Afilu Mena Mufuzarin. But we said, the Mishnah said not like that. The Mishnah said a Karfeif, even if it's Mufuzar, Masnithin Yuchadahi. That Mishnah nobody holds like that. That's a Das Yachid, this Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Das Yachid. Why? Titania, Amr Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. Rav Shimon Ben Elazar says, Lo Nechluku Beishamai U Beithilel. Beishamai Mishil only argue ala Mufuzarin on Mufuzar, Shebasados, She'ein Mevi'in, right? That you didn't bring them on Yontif, and therefore they have two problems. These have two problems. What are the two problems? Number one, they're Mufuzar. You didn't gather them beforehand. And number two, they're not in a carpet. They're stomping someone. It's stomping in the ground somewhere. It's two problems. Or they're gathered, Shebekarfeif, Shemidian. That you're allowed to bring. Why? 2 miles. Number one, they're mechusin. They're already gathered. And number two, they're in your property. Ama nechleku. What do they argue on? On when each have one issue. Alam mefuzarin. They're scattered. Shebekarfeif. But they're in your karfeif. V'al hamechunasin. Or they're already tied up. And shebesados. But they're not in your karfeif. They're in the fields. Shebeshamei omrim lo yavi. Beshamei says you only have 1 mile. No good. Ubetil omrim yavi. Betil says one is all you need. All you need is one. Amar Rava. Now Rava says, Ale kanim, leaves are from reeds. Ale gefanim, or leaves from grapevines. Afal gaf de mekanfei lahu. Even if you did tie them up, umotsvi, and you brought them in, kiven the medali zika mebadar lahu. Since if a wind came, the tying would become undone. Kimifuzarim dami, they have the status of mefuzar ve'asurin, and they're usur. But if you put some keli on top of it to hold them in place, then it's okay. Okay. Good? Next. Ezu karfaf. What's a karfaf? So we said, it's machlokas. Either right near you, or you have a key. Even if it's not near you. That's what the Mishnah said, right? So yibaylahu. Heichi kamar kol shebasal mechle'ir. What did it mean when we said, as long as it's near you? That means, v'hu de'isle posachas? Does that mean you have a key though? So Asir Rabbi Yossi Lameimar, and Yossi comes along, Kibun Dislei Pasachas, well, if you have a key, then I feel the Pasachat Tchum Shabbat Nami, then he can even be in your Hopit, as long as you're in the Tchum, as long as you have a key. Is that how it reads? And according to this, the Machlokas is, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need two conditions, right? What are the two conditions? Nearby at a Karfei. Right? And according to Rabbi Yossi, you need one tonight. Right? Eat Odilmo, maybe not. Hachi Kamar. Here's what the Mishnah said. Kal shetzamach li'ir, as long as it's nearby, pein d'islei potzachas, pein d'leslei potzachas, whether you have a key, whether you don't have a key, as long as it's nearby, it's your karfeif, it's okay. Vasa Rabbi Yossi l'meimar, Rabbi Yossi comes along, no, afilu b'so t'chum Shabbos, dafka d'islei potzachas. Now, in the t'chum, you have to have a key. But if you don't have a key, afilu samach le'ir, nami, lo. Even if he's nearby, it's also no good. Right? So according to this, what's the machlokas about? No. According to Yehuda, the machlokas is how close you are. Right? And it doesn't make a difference if you have a key or not. It doesn't make a difference if you have a key or not. And according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no chiluk whether you're close or not. Everything depends on the key. Right? Okay. So which one is it?
What's the definition of close or so?
I guess it means right nearby, near your house. I don't know. I'm in the same block. I don't know how close is. Toshma, let's try to bring a raya. The raya is going to be from a diuk in the Mishnah. Ready? Diktani Rabbi Yossi, Diktani, it says in the Mishnah like this. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi makes the following statement. Kol shenichnasin lo biposachas. Anytime you enter with a key, vafilu b'soch ha-tchum Shabbos. Even if it's within the Tchum Shabbos. Right? Again. Anytime you enter with a key, even if it's in the Tchum Shabbos. Why did he add that? Even if it's in the Tchum Shabbos. If everything is totally on the key, why did he have to say that?
Didn't he mean as long as?
Yes. But why did he have to say that? If everything's dependent on a key, you can't go outside the Tchum anyway.
Right.
You can't go outside the Tchum no matter what.
No,
why do you have to add that?
Because if you have a key, then it's
No. Yeah. So, no. The point of the key is that it's guarded, so it's my property.
Yeah.
So I had in mind that even if it's not gathered, I really want the tamuksa because I really had my heart was set on that stuff.
Sure, yeah.
My heart was set on it. Even why I have a key. I'm the only one who can get in.
It doesn't change the question. The question is a good question. What does the Tchum have anything to do with it?
Exactly. So why did he say that? Right. So the answer must be. What if it was nearby and he didn't have a key? What would he say?
Okay.
What would he say? We started off by saying the whole issue was the key. Now, one second. What if he was nearby but he didn't have a key?
Down the block
without a key. What would Rebbe Yossi say then? He would still say it's no good? Right? Right.
It fits in with his.
Right. So why did he mention? So the question is, why did he mention?
Your house.
Yeah.
Right.
You have an A-roof.
The best example you can give that carpet is if you're driving in Monticello and you have no, you're going one ball of county to another. And on the way down the road, you have one farmhouse. And the back of the farmhouse that has a pen sitting around there,
yeah.
That's a carpet.
But that's in the Tchum.
Out of the Tchum.
That's in the Tchum.
Out of the Tchum.
Can't be out of the Tchum if the house is all the way there.
No. It's more than $2,000 from one to another. And a farmhouse.
Then if it's outside the Tchum, it's not a question. You're not allowed to go there.
Okay. So
the
question is, Mati's right. What does the Tchum have to do with this issue?
Has
nothing to do with it. So why did he mention it? He should have said, my criteria is, you have a key.
Bingo.
And what if it's next door, you don't have a key?
And what if it's outside the Tchum?
Then you can't go there regardless.
You can't go there regardless.
So why did he say that?
One second.
He should have said, any carfif, all carfifs, we have a key.
No, what he's saying is...
That's what he should have said. Now, can I go to China? I can't go to China, it's outside the Tchum.
What he's saying is, you can go as far away as you want. If you have a key, as long as it's in the Tchum.
Correct.
That's like saying
you can go as long as you want, as long as you have a key.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. Can't go outside the Tchum regardless.
No, somebody's going to say,
it's my character,
it's outside the Tchum, but it's mine.
Why?
Why
do you have to say that?
I'll be in my farmhouse. I'm going into my backyard. That's my carpet. Why can't I collect it to my backyard?
And what if it's outside the Tchum? The same carpet.
It's totally superfluous.
Exactly.
It's totally superfluous. If the issue is the key, then he should have said that.
Exactly.
If you have a key, you get it's not muksa. If you don't have a key, it's muksa. It doesn't matter. What about the Tchum? That's like saying. You can only. I'm trying to make a mushel that'll make you understand.
If you have a house outside, your house is outside the Tchum.
Yeah.
That's where the Tchum starts.
What do you mean?
Right? There's a city.
No.
You live outside the Tchum from that city. Wait a second. You live outside the Tchum from that city.
Yeah.
Right? You have a character from the back. You don't have to go there because it's inside your tchum.
Exactly.
It's inside your tchum. Now, if you have a house in next to the city and your character is not in your backyard, your character that's 2,001 miles away, miles away.
You can't go
you
there.
You can't go there.
No.
You have a key. Of course not.
Of course not. Exactly. So it's so obvious.
It's, what I say, you can go as far as you want as long as it's inside the tchum.
It's so
that's
obvious.
What that's what we're saying. What does the tchum have to do with it?
Imagine if I tell you like this. I thought of a mushroom.
If he left the tchum out and you say you want to go as far as way as you want, with as long as you have a key, somebody's going to come along and say...
I'll give you like this.
Even if it's outside the tchum.
I'll give you a good mushroom. On Shabbos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want as long as you don't violate any malachas. As long as you don't violate malachas, you can have whatever you want. You can enjoy yourself. Isn't that redundant? On Shabbos, you can enjoy yourself. As long as you don't... you're not allowed to do malachas.
Unless you're not enjoying.
No, anyway, you're not allowed to do malachas. You're not allowed to do malachas regardless. You're not allowed to... Right, you're not allowed to... Anyway, why did he say it?
Okay.
The reason why he said it, Shema Amina, Rabbi Yossi, Tarte, Lekule, Ka'amer. He said it to tell you, I'm giving you a kula. That what? That I'm saying two things will be mako. Number one... If it's nearby, you don't need a key. And number two, if it's in the tchum,
you just said it.
What?
Why are you saying it's in the tchum?
No, I'm sorry, not in the tchum.
Far away.
And if you have a key, it can even be far away. That's why he said it. You hear? Number one, if it's nearby, you don't need a key. Number two, if it's far away, it's mutter, even, as long as you have a key.
Far away? You mean outside the tchum?
No, in the tchum. It's in the tchum. But it's,
that's what I'm saying.
It's superfluous to say that.
Okay, well,
you can't go outside the tchum no matter what. You stay on your head all day long. Get all the keys you want. It doesn't matter. You can't leave the tchum. Why do you say it? To tell you that if you're nearby, you don't need a key.
Oh, okay.
Amar Batsala, Amar of Yirmiyah, Halacha, Krev Yossi, Lahakal. That's how we paskin, to be mekel.
Because it doesn't come up, it doesn't apply to us.
Okay, next. Next. Ein Mavakin, Eitzim. You're not allowed to chop wood, Loman HaKoros, not from beams. Lomanakora Shinishbur Biyantif. You can't even chop wood from something that broke on Yantif. It's not garbage now. Broke. Even you can't die, you can't even chop. Ain Bavakin, you can't chop. Lobakardom, not with an axe. Loba Magira, not with a saw. Loba Magel, not with another kind of instrument. What? A sickle. Ella Bekofitz, with a, what's a kofitz? A hatchet? Not a hatchet. Cleaver.
A cleaver.
Butcher's cleaver.
Butcher's cleaver. Now, 1 second. We just thought it. First, we said you can't do this. Right? You can't chop wood. Not at all. Oh, by the way, you can't chop with this and this and this, but you can chop with this. So it's a contradiction. First, we said you can't chop, and then we said you can chop. I have a Marta Reisha Ein Rabakin Klal. First, we said you can't chop at all. Says Rashi, Svara the time made the Masnisin Lav Mishum Muktza Hu Tana Bereisha Ein Rabakin Eitzim. It wasn't a Muktza issue. El Mishum Malacha V'Tircha. It's a Malacha Tircha issue. You can't chop wood. And even though you have nothing else to do with them, it's broken things, you're going to use it for firewood, you still can't chop them up. It's like that's how the Mishnah is saying. You can't, I don't even have to mention, you can't chop that. So that implies you can't chop at all. Then we said with a cleaver you could.
It's a shinui.
So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, chesuri mechzer v'hachi ketani. It's a chesuri mechzer v'hachi ketani. You hear that? Ein mevakin, you're not allowed to chop wood. Menasavar shal koros. You can't chop wood from a nice pile of beams. Right? Yeah. These are also because of chesar and kiss. This is for my construction project. No, not for my firewood. This is expensive stuff. That, right, Veloman Akora, Shinishbur Biyantif. And also not from beams that broke on Yantif. Aval Mavakin Men Akora, Shinishbur Mierav Yantif. But if it broke before Yantif, that's okay. Right? That's okay. Right? 1 second. According to, then, the, 1 second. Ukishein Mavakin, and when you do cut them, and we do chop them, in Mavakin, Lova Kardom, Lova Magal, Lova Magera, and Lova Kofitz. You can only use a cleaver. Tanya Namiyachi, in Mavakin, Eitim, Lova Nasavra, Lova Nakora, Lova Nakora, Shinshra Biyantiv, Lafisha Eno, Min, Hamulchan. It's not set aside. So the question is, isn't chopping wood...
That's Malach itself.
What's the Malacha?
Chopping wood cages.
No, they're already detached. So he's just cutting them up.
Just cutting them up.
It's putting logs. But one second, a better question. It's for ochel nefesh. It's for ochel nefesh, right? So isn't this machshiri ochel nefesh you could have done yesterday?
Sorry, why is it mutter? Why is that mutter?
I could have done it yesterday.
Why is it mutter?
So you can have it. One answer he gives over here is by the Meiri, which this exception would swallow the rule.
Well, you don't know how much wood you're going to need.
So since you don't know how much wood you're going to need, it could be it's ochel nefesh. It's not machshiri ochel nefesh that you can't do before. You can do before it. You can say that for anything.
Exactly.
I don't know how much that I'm going to need. Right. So that would swallow the rule.
You know, or I always thought about this differently. Yeah. Let's say you did put aside stuff, and you ran out of it.
Right. So that's what the Meiri is saying. That's what the Meiri is saying. You don't know how much you're going to need. You can do it on yonder. That's answer number one.
You've done something.
Right. The Ravid gives another answer, which is what the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like this answer. Because it's impossible to cook without wood, without firewood. It's impossible. It's like ochel nefesh itself. It's not machshiri ochel nefesh. It's mamash ochel nefesh. You can't cook without lighting a fire.
What does that have to do with the fact of preparing in advance?
What?
What does that have to do with preparing in advance?
What do you mean?
You split in logs. What does that mean to do it in advance?
So we said a malacha that you could do before yontif.
Yeah.
You have to do before yontif.
Yeah.
What about cooking itself? Cooking itself, you don't know, because it's more geschmack. It tastes better. This is just like that.
But there's a possibility of doing this in advance.
Right.
We're going back to the same exact argument we had in the beginning.
Right, I hear you. And by the way, and the Ron says another answer.
That,
right, it's not considered machshiri ochel nefesh, it's considered ochel nefesh itself. Okay, next.
But we don't hold like that.
Right, we don't hold like that anyway, right. Okay, veloba kardom, you can't use a kardom. Amr of Chirina bar Shlemia Mishmei Terav Lo Shanu Ella. Okay, I have no idea what this Gemara means. Read the Mishnah, I don't know what it means. But don't worry, because Tosa says I don't know what it means either. Lo Shanu Ella Bin Akevos Shalom. That's not talking about the female side of a cleave of a coat of a kardom, an axe, which is the wide side. Avul Bezach was Shalom, but the narrow side Mutter. That's Mutter. Pshita. It's obvious. It's Pshita. Pshita. It's obvious. The Kofet Tran. It says a Kofet. Madatema, I would have thought Hanimili Kofet Luchude. That's only if the utensil is a kofet. Aval kardom the kofet. But if it has both, Ema Miga the Haigisa Usar, Haigisa Nami Usar, Kamashwam, they don't say that. Vika Damasni La Seifa. Others have this whole exchange on the Seifa. It says Ella Bakofet. The Kofet is Mutter. Amr of Khinana Bar Shlemya Mishme Dirav, Lo Shanu Ella Bazakus Shalo. That's only if it's the male part. Aval Binakevos Shalo. Usher, but if the female, the wide part, it's usher. So pshita, that's obvious. Velo b'kardom. It doesn't say you could use a kardom. No, ma'atem. I don't thought hanimili kardom. Then a kardom. Avol b'kofet v'kardom. But if it's two headed somehow, ema miga da haigisa shari, haigisa nami shari. Well, that side's mutter. So the other side should also be mutter. Kamash malan. We don't say that. It says Tosfos in Tosfos avol kardom. Pirusha atosfos de ein anu b'kiyim b'kardom. We have no idea what this means. Heich ha. Hey, Nasin, how those utensils were made. What is Gemara talking about? Lakach, therefore, Yeshon, Lesar, Livkoa, Eitzim, Rakbiyad. There's no chopping wood on yontif, only if you use your hands. Right? We don't know what this means. The narrow side, the fat side, we don't know what all that means. Tosfos didn't know what it meant. So therefore, no using these utensils on yontif. Okay? Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is fascinating. Ready for this Mishnah? Not easy. Bayis shuhumale peros. You have a house and it's full of peros in the house. Somebody sealed the house and there's no way to get in. The only way to get into the house is to break the house down. The problem is that's a malacha. So there's no way to get in. If there's no way to get in.
Why is that any different than a sardine can?
What? Good question. It's a very good question. But I don't know. I'll tell you why. Let's say, because you can open the sardine can, that question is you're making it into a cleat. Here's a different issue. I can't get to the stuff. The only way I'm going to get to the stuff, since I couldn't get to the stuff, does it make the stuff inside muksa? That's the question.
You're saying the
I couldn't get to the stuff. I don't have a key. The only way to get in is to break the door down. If I break the door down, I'm being sourced to the house. So, can I do that? No, you can't do that. So does it make the stuff inside muksa? What's the daf kavina? What if the door falls off by itself? Oh, now I can get it. It's a machaya. Well, is it muksa? That's the question. Bias shehumale peiros. The bias is full of peiros. V'nifches. And it fell. It broke. The whole thing fell. Collapsed. Notel mimakom hapachas. You can go take from the place where it fell. Says Rashi. Notel mokom hapachas. V'lo amrinan muksam achmas iserhein. We don't say these kalim are usser. These foods are usser. The ein yachol lepachso biyantif. That I couldn't do this on Yantif. I wasn't going to break the door there. I'm not being over a malacha. V'aznach daite minayu. And my mind was not on this stuff because I didn't have the key. The kivon delohaya pchisaso isur daraisa. Since knocking the door down was not an isur daraisa. Kidarmin lahatle ba'avira delivni. Because we're going to say it wasn't a daraisa sosa. It was only a derabanan sosa. Why? There was no cement. Just piled up a bunch of bricks, one on top of the other. It wasn't cement, so knocking that down would not have been a daraisa. Assume that that's true. It was only a derabanan. Lav muksaninu. It's not muksa. As a matter of fact, kidamar gabi tevel. Let's say you have tevel. Vishilhi birkin. Shumuchon etzel shabbos. Shemarba v'tikno metukon. We're going to do that later in the week. It's Shabbos' daf. Let's say you're not allowed to mafresh tevel on Shabbos. What if he did? By the way, it's only the Rabbanan. Minotaur, you're allowed to do that. He did the Rabbanan. What if he did? So can you eat the food? The Gemara says, yes, you can. It's tevel. You've hit it on a bit. Yeah, but it's only Issa the Rabbanan. In Issa the Rabbanan, cannot create muksa. You hear that? Interesting idea? Right. So I have the house. I don't have the key. The only way I can get into the stuff is to knock the house down. Knocking it down, you have to assume, is a Durabanan. It's a Durabanan. Why? It's not so derisive. There's no cement. Whatever it is. So now, somehow knocked down by itself. Is the inside muksa? No. Because even if I would have knocked it down myself, I only would have been over a Durabanan. I would have still been just like tevel. Just like, it's very interesting. I want to do the toast.
I have major ramifications.
Yes. I want to do the toast votes. So let's see if we can finish the dot first, and then we'll do the toast votes. Now the Gemara asks, I'm sorry, Rameir Omer, af pochis l'chadchila v'notel. You can even do it l'chadchila, and knock the house down. Amai, how's that possible? V'ha kasosha Allah, you're knocking it down. No, I'm Rav Nachumi bar Ado, I'm Rav Shmuel b'avir d'livni. It was air and bricks, in other words, no cement. It's only the sosa d'rabanan. Ain't he, is that true? V'am Rav Nachman, hani livni, you have these bricks, the yaitur, the binyana, that you left over from the job, from the project. Shari l'tal t'linu b'shabsa, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Holo v'chazi l'mizgalayu, that because you can sit on them. Which means, sharginhu, but if you arrange them, vadayaktinhu, it's for sure usher. Why? Because it shows that I arranged them for future use. How on earth is this okay? Amr of Zera, b'yantif amru avalo b'shabbos. We're talking about yantif, and we're not talking about Shabbos.
How's that used both of
them? Oh, so let's look at the bottom tosos. Pirish, the yitziru mukta, mishum al chalefesh. Muks is mutter for Ochon Nefesh, Avalo B'Shabbos. Mikan Yishrael Ritzva. This is a raya to what we said earlier in the week. Shapirish Lael, the tiltal muksa, Hitiru B'Yantif, Mishom Ochon Nefesh. Right? That muks, there's no such muksa for Ochon Nefesh. Not that I need the spot here because I need to put the pot. It's not what we're talking about. I could move muksa for Ochon Nefesh. It makes sense. If I could cook for Ochon Nefesh, why can't I do muksa for Ochon Nefesh? Right? And we asked, can you do that? Is that mutter? Anyway, Tanya Nami Yochi, Rabbi Omer, Poches Chachila, Vinotel Biyomtiv Amru, Avalo B'Shabbos. Right? Now, Omar Shmuel, we could do this in 2 minutes because I don't know what it means. Omar Shmuel, Chosamos Shebakarka, some kind of. How did they choose it to be Chosamos?
So, according to this,
yeah.
On Yomtiv,
yeah.
You make comparison, you forgot the light in your refrigerator on. According to this, you could Poches Chachila.
Why?
No, it's first
question. I mean, we hold that a psikresha that the nichale is a daraisa. We hold the sense of daraisa.
Why not
do that? I need the food. The food's in there. I need the food. So you can't be over daraisa. You can be over darbana. You can be over muksa. It's easy to go over muksa. What does the word chosamos mean?
Rope tied
to the ground. Chosamos shebakarka matir. You can untie them. Avalo mafkia. You can't unravel them. Avalo chotich. You can't cut them. Shebekalim, if they're in kalim, mata, you can cut them. Umafkia v'chotech, you can do all three. Echad b'Shabbos, echad b'yantif. Doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos or yantif. May say, 1 second. Chosamas shebekarka, if they're chosamas in the ground, b'Shabbos matir avalo mafkia. v'lochotech. You can only untie them, you can't cut them, you can't unravel them. V'yantav maftir u'mafkiya v'chotech. And I don't know if you could do all three. So it's a kash on Shmuel who said you can't do that on yantav. Hamani Rameri, the Amar af pochas l'chatzil v'notel. That's Rameri who said it's okay. U'pligi rabbanon aleha v'ana de amri kerabbanon. The rabbanon argue on that, and I hold like the rabbanon. Me pligi rabbanon aleha v'chasamot shebakarka. Do they even argue on that issue? V'atanya modim chachamim l'rameir v'chasamot shebakarka shebashabes mutir matir avalo mafkiya v'lo chotech. Beyond of matir u'mafkiya v'chotech. And you can do all three. Who the amar ki aitan is the tanya. Yeah, he looks like someone else. Chasamot shebakarka matir. Chasamot on the ground you can untie. Avalo mafkiya v'lo chotech. You can't unravel them, you can't cut them. Avol b'shabbos, echad b'shabbos, echad b'yantif, b'shab b'kli, b'shabbos matir, avol mafkiya v'lo chotech. B'yantif, matir, u'mafkiya l'chotech. Okay? And I just read that in 1 minute, because I don't know what it means. And we have 5 minutes. Let's try to do that to Tosfos. Ready? Tosfos said, period. The what?
The monster?
Yeah, we're not going to do the whole thing. We'll do almost the whole thing. Ready? Nifchas me'elav, if it fell by itself. Vim tomar, amai no tell me makam apachat, ha'avi mukta ben ashmashos da'asa l'poscho b'yantif midrabanan. You can't open it midrabanan. Why can't you open it midrabanan? Because it's so sir midrabanan. Demigu, this katsoy ben ashmashos, it's katsoy l'kula yoma. It should be mukta the whole day. Upirush bakuntris, kivin te'enu asr ela midrabanan, lipchos, kimakodim lebi gemara, b'avir livni. Like the gemara said, there's no cement. Hashtag the Nevachat, Shalom Echlam and I have the Muxa de Rabbanon, Lomrina Migas, Katel and Ashmashos, that when it comes to Muxa de Rabbanon, you don't say that thing. Well, it's only Muxa, you don't say, well, it's Muxa the whole, now it's Muxa, you don't say that on a de Rabbanon. Vahachi Omar Gabi Tevel, Bashili Perkin, with the same thing by Tevel. Shu Muchan Echel Shabbos, Havavim Avar Vitiknu Mitukan. If you did Mafrish Tevel on Yontif, it works. Delo Havi Muxa, Elam de Rabbanon, Velo Amrina Migas, this Katsoi. Says Tosfos Veloni Hira. I don't agree with any of that. Dama Gabi Shabbos. You have by Shabbos like this. Gabi Sal Lefneha Efrochim. You have a basket in front of the chickens. And we said, Migudis Katsoi. Once the chickens are on it, Afal Gav, the Ein Shem Muksa Elimid Rabbanon. Vechain, Gabi Galgal Mukhni Shiesha Lov Mos. Right? And it's us for all Shabbos. And money's only the Rabbanon, it's only Muksa. What's going on? V'amahara Rav Moshe, delo amru, ella, kishaha mukta, eno, mitstalik mina olam. The only time you say it is when the mukta leaves the world. Kigon, for example, mos, shalgabe hakar, money on top of the pillow. Avaga, shinotlam, adayin heim ba'olam. They're still in the world. I take the money, I move it over there, it's still here. Then we say it's ma'asr.
Who is Rav Moshe here?
I don't know, it's one of the Bali Tosfos. Aval b'tevel, but by tevel, listen to what Tosfos says. Miyad shetiknu, hatevel mistalik. The tevel goes away. Umukta mikol mistalik hamukta mikol v'kol. The mukta goes away, right? So too the stones, right? Why so too the stones? Vim tomar v'amrina b'chulin. Listen to this. Hashochet b'shabes. If someone does shkita on Shabbos. Aser b'achilu liyoma, right? You're not allowed to shecht if you shecht on Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it. The nas bin chavir lemeimar. The yeshiva wanted to say Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. The midu is katzar leben hashmashos. Well, on ben hashmashos, it was mukta the animal. Shehoy sechaya asura, right? Da'afagav da'achshav kishenishchita nistalek hamukta min ha'olam. And now the mukta went away. So why should it be mukta? Why should it be mukta? It went away.
Yeah.
The muksa went away. It's meat over here sitting on the table. Good steak.
We didn't go to Knas.
What? No, that's why you can't eat it ever.
Oh, right.
What about now, right now? So he told... Well,
you know, so
those man, the Amar, didn't hold for the Knas issue. They held a different... It's a muksa. So why is it muksa? The muksa went away. For Yeshomer, that can't be right. Kivin de ben Hashmash, tell you muksa machmas kisar malacha, daraisa, amrin and migu. Now, why was it muksa? It was muksa because Issa daraisa was involved. With Shkita. That's not the same thing as real muksa. Afal pi shamuksa nistalik min olam. We call magam kasha dacha hapachachas havi ba'olam. 1 second. What happened to the stones? They're right here. The stones. What happened? They fell down. They're right here. Or you took them down. They didn't go. They didn't leave the world. So what's pshat? Dumi demukta yishesh alav maos davi muksa ba'olam. Afal pi she ain kan shu magam acher pachanami gavi hapachachas hasi itzi lekanal. The stones are right here. The stones are right here. The only one that goes away is Tevel. The muktzah goes away. Nothing else does it go away. So the comparison is not such a good comparison.
Terrible.
It's terrible, right? Therefore, hi stama, kerb shimon, the lesser muktzah. His answer is, must be Rav Shimon, doesn't hold the muktzah. It's very interesting. It's interesting because inherently there's nothing wrong with the food. It's only muktzah because you couldn't get to it. That could open a whole issue.
Is that really the case? That's how we pass it.
That what? I don't know how.
I opened up the can of sardines again. It's good. Now the question is whether it's a can or not is a separate question completely of me breaking open the can.
Exactly. It's a very interesting issue, no? Very interesting. All right. We will stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day and a good Chodesh.